Hello to everyone. In this talk, we are going to talk about the OpenSUSE in mobile devices. I was working on it since several years. So let's start. First of all, about me. I'm Adrian. I came from Spain. I'm working in Linux since 2006. I work in BBVA. It's a bank. It's one of the largest banks in Spain. But my job role is an infrastructure and automation architect. I'm not working with mobile phones. So this is for my free time. Since several years ago, I started with PinePhone. Maybe some of you knows this new mobile phone. And then after that, I started with another devices. So first of all, I want to talk about why I choose OpenSUSE for deploy the image. One thing that is in my life a lot was OBS. I create a lot of RPMs, so that's that platform, and with the stability of the ARM infrastructure, was so easy for me to implement this. Then the rolling the release of Tumbleweed was so good for me, because in 1 week, there was a lot of changes for these platforms. So it was perfect. And don't miss the file system, the BTRFS, which allows us to get a snapper and get rollbacks if we fail on our versions. The next, we have to make a lot of changes on the image. One of there is the kernel. OpenSUSE default kernel doesn't work on these phones. It needs a lot of patches. And the problem with that is that you can run the OpenSUSE default kernel, but it doesn't work the modem, the GPU, or maybe the Pulse Audio. So you need a lot of things to make it work. There are another reason. We have three types of the devices here on the table. One of them is a mainline kernel phone, which is a PinePhone. It's like a Raspberry Pi. You can burn an SD card and start the phone. Just that easy. Then we have an Alien-based devices. What that means? It's Android kernel with an abstraction layer to talk with the operating system. In this case, we have the Volafone. It's a German company which made these phones. And then we have two OnePlus 6 and 60, which is an Android phone with mainline kernel running on it. That means that we do not have all the functionalities working on it. What we need? To adapt the stock environment. KDI and Gnome, which is Forge and Plasma mobile environments, were not adapted to small screens. In fact, we have now a lot of patches upstream. Another applications to adapt was Telegram, Firefox, the flashlight or torch, and some applications that we need for phones that doesn't exist for desktops. So that applications was like for OnePlus, we need an application who tells the hardware that it boots well after the boot. Because if we not do that, after 6 reboots, change the slot and runs another system. In my case, these two ones have dual booting, Android and Linux. I show you later how to do that. So we have to adapt some applications. What devices are currently working on open source? We have the PinePhone with 100% functionality. We have the Pocophone F1, OnePlus 6 and 6T, which are Android-based devices, and the Volaphone. That's an Android-based device, but with some particularities. And one not tested, but it should work because it has the same hardware that OnePlus and Pocophone F1, which is the Shift 6 MU. That three are Qualcomm Snapdragon 845. And the other two I didn't remember, sorry. As I said, the PinePhone was 100% functional. Currently, I think it will work as a daily driver device. I was using it about a month, but it's too fat for my pocket, so I changed for another one. The Volaphone, which is this one, yes. It works more or less everything last few weeks. I get it camera working, but only in a 90 degrees format. And the Bluetooth and GPS doesn't work, so it's not fully implemented. I show you later how it works. And the OnePlus 6 and 60, which is mainline kernel, but doesn't work camera, sensors, notification LED, or flash. What that means? We can do it as a daily driver phone, Linux phone. We can call, we can use Bluetooth speakers, but we do not have everything. But it's fair enough. I hope I can show you for the demo how it works. This is the PinePhone. I don't know. Are you seeing well? With keyboard? No, not as well. Okay, possibly. So later. So we have two desktop environments now. Just now, we have in one way GNOME-based, which is Fosh, and in the other hand, we have a KDA, which is Plasma Mobile Phone. For now, only the PinePhone and the OnePlus run all of two. The Volaphone, which is Alien-based, is an Android generic system image, only works with Fosh. Why? Because the HW Composer, which is not allowed since 6 months from Plasma Mobile, they deprecated that functionality, so we cannot install there. What's the difference between mainline and or Allium? As we have seen, there are different devices. Of course, there's image creates differently. In fact, the three types of phones here have different creation image. So, if we focus on native Android devices, which is Volaphone, OnePlus, Pocophone, which that is a Pocophone, we have a mainline kernel installed on it or a generic system image. The mainline kernel, it's easy to flash. You just start boot the mobile phone in fastboot mode. You just have to create a partition there, and then flash the boot and the user data partition. Just that. The GSI mesh, you have to install TWRP and flash it like another Android image. In fact, the GSI image, maybe it's the better to have because it has the camera working, it has the audio working, it has Bluetooth maybe working, it has almost all functionalities. The mainline kernel, it hasn't the functionalities because patch the sensor camera to the Linux kernel from the Sony's Android phones cameras. It's almost impossible for now. So, 2 minutes, and I almost have done everything. What do we have here? I want to show you how to bring a phone with Android on your pocket and with Linux, so you can have the two worlds of the benefits. So you can get your bank apps maybe working because you need Android, because there aren't any bank apps in Linux for now. But you want to boot on Linux because you are more familiar with the shell, for example, or we just want to use Zipper to install your package. So, what we can do here? Use dual booting. How we can do dual booting? There are two types of phones: the AV slot or the partition, like a computer, to do dual boot. The problem with partition is that you have to first enter in TWRP, upload the parted binary, then delete the user data partition, create two partitions, and finally, when you start in an Android rooted phone, you have to flash your boot partition every time you want to restart in Linux. And the process in Linux is to flash your boot partition to start in Android. What that means, if you lose the file to flash it, you are stuck. The AV slot works like a storage loom. So you can activate A or B partitions to work with them. I think I can show you how it works this with my shell. Let's try. I have to maybe here. Here is how 1+6 starts. Yeah, more or less. But I can show you. Let's tumble with. Yeah, it starts. Sure, it's my daily driver phone. So here we have Fosh environment. So if I start, it's connected to my Wi-Fi. Yes, let's check the IP 23. I can see. Fablet. Is it correct? Yes. The password is easy. 1234. Yeah, here we are on OpenSUSE, mobile phone. And the default password for OpenSUSE in root is Linux on our ARM devices. I have? No. Anyone knows? Okay. 5 minutes. It's over the mobile data from another phone. I want to show you the partitions, and then disk. Here, oh shit! I don't see the labels. Where is the mouse? Too much. Ah, here it is. That's the partition table from the Android device. Yeah, a lot of them. Okay, let's boot in fastboot. I'm going to try you how to do this in the easy way. I have to say that for the OnePlus devices, we need to have a initRD, a custom initRD, which make some script to mount the correct paths before booting. Come on. Okay. I'm at home, so fast boot, boot. Let's try its enchilada. This one. What? Okay. Let's boot. I hope. So once there, we have to upload the parted binary and then see the partition. But maybe it doesn't start because of the version. Yeah. That's the problem with mobile device. Each one has each version of everything. The vendor files, the firmware. Every time they upload the firmware, this changes. So it's the problem. And it doesn't start, so demo time. It's a good fail. So I can show this. Maybe this. I'm so sorry. I haven't enough time to prepare this. So I'm a little bit nervous too. My first OpenSUSE conference. And this happens the same. So. The mobile device is working, but I can show this. So I continue with the slideshow to the final. What we need? Yeah. What we need? Just now we have some things that is not correct. We have all our RPM repos in OBS. That's cool, but we have our PinePhone image creation in OBS. That's correct and should be like this. Our Volaphone or Allium or GSI image is on GitHub because we need to create a zip file. That means that is not on official repositories. I don't like that. I'm here to ask to OpenSUSE to give us a Jenkins CI or something similar to create that zip image and upload it to an official repo. And then we have the mainland, the other Android phones with mainline kernel, which is the OnePlus 6T, the Pocophone F1, and the possibility of the Shift 6MQ. That is made now from a Jenkins CI of my property. I have to make a chroot environment to delete the boot partition because it can has be flashed directly to there. It needs to flash as parse Android image. So the problem with that is that in GitHub, OBS, or public tools, I cannot do a chroot to modify the image and then publish. In fact, it's a 4 gigas image, so I don't have enough space to have every release published. Now I'm using an Oracle Cloud FreeTier to upload there to an object storage, so for now it's there. But it's not good too. It should be on OpenSUSE repositories. And what I have to do to improve the environment of OpenSUSE in mobiles? First of all, improve my presentations and the demos. And second of all, pues, it's to make that initRD public on the OBS repos and made it like an RPM or maybe something like that. I don't know how, but I have to use this initRD, and it's impossible for me because I tried to use the OpenSUSE one. And also to make crypt all the device. No one of these devices are crypted. So I think it's improved security. I want it because one of these are going to be next with my daily driver. In fact, this one with dual booting and FOSH instead of Plasma Mobile because it can wake up when calling. Plasma Mobile for now, it's ringing, but the screen doesn't appear. You have to unlock it and see the call. In FOSH, it's working well. So it's going to be my daily driver. And it will be nice to have a crypted home folder or maybe the whole system. And of course, for this, I need to talk with the guy with Agama because we need to make it via an installer. We cannot crypt, user need to put the password. So now the image is burned directly on the phone without this user intervention. So we need an installer to make this working on phones. And that's all. 5 minutes to go. Yes. I think it's good to come here, see the phones. You can test it, whatever you want. And if you want to ask me something, you can ask me whatever you want to. Any questions? Yeah, that's cool.
So questions? Anyone have any questions?
That's all?
Anyone want a mobile? I need one more. The new Vodafone, which is a German company, maybe will be the next phone I try to port.
Very interesting work. Thank you for presenting that today. I wasn't quite clear on what exactly you are showing and testing here. So was that an Android vendor kernel that we're using to boot just with a modified initrd, or was it actually an OpenSUSE kernel? And similarly, you were speaking about making modifications to images. Was that then not a Kiwi-built image, but like a vendor-provided image that you did manual modifications to?
Okay, the initrd is on the OpenSUSE part. So this phone doesn't have any Android part. It's only boot the directly the OpenSUSE like in desktop. You have the partitions, the Android parts, because if you want to make dual boot, you can delete these parts. I never test, but I will test. What happens is if I delete all these partitions, and
no, what I meant is the boot image that you were using with fastboot to boot the kernel. What kernel are you using there? Is that the Tumbleweed kernel?
Yeah, it's a kernel building OBS. It's not OpenSUSE default. I can show you. It's a 6.2. It's the last test.
So vendor-provided kernel, like downstream?
No. It's not Android provider. It's directly a kernel, but from upstream. There are some guys that made the Snapdragon 845 kernel, which takes the Linux kernel, patches the audio and some files, and publish. It's not Android, because if it was Android, it should be 519, I think. These phones comes with 519 and doesn't upgrade. So it's directly mainline kernel. In fact, you can start OpenSUSE default kernel, but CALS and ADIO doesn't work. The rest it will work. You can make Wi-Fi works, the touch screen, the GPU. I'm not sure. But it shows, it works the screen. So you can run directly the Linux kernel, not the Android one. That's the cool thing about this. That's not happening with the GSI image. That's just the Android kernel. So we have three types of devices. The mainline, that's just like a Raspberry Pi. The Android one, which is an Android kernel with an abstraction layer to talk with the hardware. So the operating system talks with a library with the Android kernel. And then the mainline, which is Android device, but with mainline kernel from Linux. And that's what I like to use.
Good.
Okay, any other questions? I think we're kind of hit that point, but great. Thank you.
You're welcome.